Studying Sahuet owl bodies and the data gathered here and at other banding stations has taught us a lot about these tiny predators, but there is ever so much more to be learned, and the more we learn, the more we realize we still don't know. For example, females usually outnumber males at banding stations whether or not the station is playing owl recordings. Do females outnumber males, or are males simply less likely to migrate? Sahuets are known to migrate over large bodies of water. Some have washed ashore on the Great Lakes, and some have alighted on fishing boats. In October 1999, one landed on a fishing vessel 70 miles from shore in the Atlantic Ocean near Montauk, New York. Sahuets migrate throughout the night, with many stations catching the largest numbers in the 4 hours before dawn. Some stations capture fewer sahuet owls on nights with a full moon, while the moon phase doesn't seem to affect the numbers caught at other stations. During eruption years, 82% of all the owls banded at one station in Virginia were hatch year birds, while in non-eruptive years, only 33% were. Was that because more young had been produced in the eruption years, so there was more competition for food? Or was it because a food shortage forced the young to move? During eruption years, both the adults and young birds averaged lower body mass and poorer body condition. The advertising call of sahuets is a monotonous series of whistled notes on a constant pitch. I once got a call from a person who had been camping in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, miles from the nearest motorized vehicles, when he was awakened in the middle of the night by what sounded like a truck backing up. He was bewildered until he saw the little owl calling away. This call is understood to serve a territorial function, though there's also a courtship component, with females giving a similar call. Researchers studying nesting birds learned that individual males can be recognized by the frequency of their notes. We may start hearing this call in April up here, the males already on territory warning away those males still passing through, even as they're trying to attract a mate. Like boreal owls, once northern sahuet owls commence nesting, they pretty much stop calling. Both tiny species are vulnerable to predation by larger species of owls. Owls don't have access to black lights, but it's hard to imagine that they'd produce a pigment that they themselves couldn't see, especially since we already know that many species see ultraviolet wavelengths. But what is the value to them of porphyrin if it fades with time? Sahuets might be using the intensity of the color of their inner wings as a signal of fitness in a potential mate. How could that help? Because the pigment degrades fastest when exposed to sunlight, individuals skilled at finding and defending daytime roosts in cavities and within deep foliage almost certainly retain pigment longer than owls who are more exposed or forced to fly around in daytime. During courtship, males have been reported circling a female about 20 times in flight, exposing their inner wings before alighting beside her. Sahuets may also be judging the age of potential mates by that color pattern, exactly the way bird banders do. In most avian species, the older a bird is, the more desirable it becomes as a mate. Older birds, male or female, have more experience and proven survival skills. We humans must know this intuitively. Why else would the expression be wise old owl rather than wise young owl? Banders at Whitefish Point in Michigan have been studying long-eared owl feathers, which are also pigmented with porphyrin. In their case, the amount of fluorescent pigment is related to size, age, and sex, being noticeably more intense in females than in males, and in heavier birds than lighter ones. Fluorescent pigments in eggshells are known to help regulate heat by reflecting infrared wavelengths, and the Whitefish Point researchers speculate that this pigment in the female's inner wing feathers may limit heat loss while nesting. If so, it's possible it serves a similar function in saw-whets. I've been watching birds for over 50 years now, have seen my share of different species, and enjoyed learning a whole lot about them. And the best thing is that the more I've learned, even after all this time, the more I want to know. Birding is one pastime that never gets old. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.